Ground beef products recalled across six U.S. states. Idaho-based Mountain West Food Group LLC is recalling roughly 2,855 pounds of raw ground beef products across six states since the items may be contaminated with E. coli O26 bacteria, the Food Safety and Inspection Service said in an announcement on December 27. The recall applies to Forward Farms grass-fed ground beef, manufactured on December 16, with a use-by date of January 13, 2026. The items were shipped to distributors in California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Pennsylvania, and Washington State. The recall was classified as High Class I, the highest of the three recall classifications of the U.S. Department of Agriculture under which FSIS operates. This designation is issued when there is a reasonable probability that the use of the product will cause serious, adverse health consequences or death. Most people infected with Stec O26 develop diarrhea and vomiting. Some illnesses last longer and can be more severe. Infection is usually diagnosed by testing of a stool sample. Vigorous rehydration and other supportive care is the usual treatment. Antibiotic treatment is generally not recommended. Most people recover within a week, but, rarely, some develop a more severe infection, FSIS said. Hemolytic uremic syndrome, a type of kidney failure, is uncommon with Stec O26 infection. HUS can occur in people of any age but is most common in children under 5 years old, older adults, and persons with weakened immune systems. It is marked by easy bruising, pallor, and decreased urine output. FSIS advised individuals experiencing these symptoms to seek emergency medical care immediately. According to the agency, people who contract Stec can become ill 28 days following exposure to the organism. Currently, there are no confirmed reports of illnesses among people who consumed the recalled products. The bacterial contamination issue was identified during FSIS routine testing of the company's products. The agency said it was concerned the recalled items could still be in consumer refrigerators or freezers. It asked people not to consume the products and to throw them away or return them to the place of purchase. FSIS advises all consumers to safely prepare their raw meat products, including fresh and frozen, and only consume ground beef that has been cooked to a temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit. The only way to confirm that ground beef is cooked to a temperature high enough to kill harmful bacteria is to use a food thermometer that measures internal temperature, the agency said. The Epoch Times reached out to Mountain West Food Group for comment, but did not receive a response by publication time. This is one of the latest recalls issued by authorities due to concerns about E. coli contamination. In late October, New York-based Purity Products recalled a lot of My Bladder dietary supplements, citing such risks, according to a company announcement published by the Food and Drug Administration on October 28. The supplement contained two specific strains of E. coli, O7, K1 and 1303, that are not permitted in dietary supplements under current regulatory standards, the announcement said. In December last year, the FDA announced a recall by California-based 4 Earth Farms, which recalled multiple brands of vegetable medley and whole carrots due to contamination with the E. coli O121 H19 variant. According to a May 2024 report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, most strains of E. coli are harmless and are part of a healthy intestinal tract, where they aid in digestion, produce vitamins, and protect the body from harmful germs. However, some strains of E. coli can cause urinary tract infections, pneumonia, diarrhea, and other illnesses. Symptoms of E. coli infection include severe stomach cramps, bloody or watery diarrhea, and vomiting or low fever, the CDC said in another report. The agency suggested calling a doctor if a person shows symptoms such as diarrhea or vomiting lasting more than 2 days, signs of dehydration, or a fever above 102 degrees Fahrenheit.